Germany planned for a short war. Following the invasion of Poland, Germany opened a Western front in May 1940 by invading the Low Countries, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, which had hoped to avoid conflict by declaring neutrality. Within 6 weeks, France had signed an armistice allowing the Nazis to occupy the northern half of that country. This was followed by the war against England, the 16-week Battle of Britain, when the German Luftwaffe bombed London. By fall of 1940, Britain was effectively the only European nation still fighting against the Germans. Through its alliance with Italy and the non-aggression pact with the Soviet Union, Germany had effectively accomplished in a few short months what years of fighting during World War I failed to do. The German-Soviet non-aggression pact had always been a tactical decision to avoid fighting a war on two fronts. Lebensraum, or living space, was a key component to the military and racial strategies of the Nazis. While the non-aggression pact delayed action to the east, the desire for the autocratic self-sufficiency of both land and food resources remained at the forefront of Hitler's plans. The dual missions of Lebensraum and blood purity, both of which were tied inextricably to the Jews, informed all the decisions of the Nazi regime. With the Western Front largely secure, Germany decided in June 1941 it was time to invade the Soviet Union. The Nazis attempted to take control of key strategic points, but the German forces stalled during the battles of Moscow and Stalingrad and were subsequently pushed back by Soviet offenses. The fighting would drag on in many of these areas for three more years.